since late 2013, officially in the record books, in Wikipedia, everywhere you look. They call it Cabo Verde, so not two different places. Cabo Verde is simply the more Portuguese name for the nation. And it is a nation made up of 10 volcanic islands, roughly 500 kilometers west of Senegal, so in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And Cabo Verde, a nation of roughly 500,000, way off, not 100 million. There's 500,000 people living there, less than a million. And apparently, according to online sources, more than half of people from Cabo Verde are now living abroad. So, kind of similar to Ireland, which is a lot further up north. But, I've heard that more than half of the Irish people on the planet are not in Ireland at any given time. And the same goes with Cabo Verde. They have some... ever since they achieved independence in 75 from Portugal, for various reasons, people have left the nation, perhaps political unrest and corruption and such, not quite too sure specifically, but also pretty harsh weather there. Cabo Verde, a chain of islands kind of spread out that was not inhabited when the Portuguese landed there in the 14th century. So that's a nice, kind of a nice story that they didn't have to colonize any of the locals, enslave anyone who already existed on the island, which is the case with much of the Caribbean and Polynesia and South America and so on and so on. But Cabo Verde, the chain of islands that were uninhabited, so the first Europeans arrived in the 14th century, is actually the first tropical island colonized by Europeans. So I guess it went pretty well because they moved further after that. But it was originally inhabited by Europeans, and then many Africans were brought over. It was a place where many ships would stop along the Atlantic slave route. So a lot of Africans were brought there, and now most of the population is of African descent. And the people there, since it was a Portuguese colony for 500 years, the people speak Portuguese, but there's also a Cabo Verdean Creole language, Portuguese mixed with other African languages. So yeah, if you speak Portuguese, maybe you will not understand all of it, but maybe you will. I don't know how different it is. But yeah, we're going to get into the music very quickly. There's a lot of great stuff here, and I am very pleased to have the privilege of sharing it with you, people with great ears out there wherever you are. And yes, there's some indigenous styles of music, lots of different stuff. I'm gonna the most well known is called Morna. That's M-O-R-N-A, and it is kind of a acoustic style. It sounds reminiscent of Argentinian tango music, and very, very beautiful, calming music. The lyrics are usually in the Creole language there. And, yeah, kind of a romantic style of music. And the most well-known musician from Cabo Verde is Cesaria Evora. So she's a legendary musician, has collaborated with many other internationally famous musicians. And I'm going to play a track of hers in a bit, but I'm going to start with a fellow named Fernando. Yes, Fernando Quejas. And this is also in the style Monas. So Fernando Quejas, he grew up in Cabo Verde, of course, moved to Portugal at the age of 25 in 1947, but he's quite notable for being the man who operated and opened the very first radio station in Cabo Verde, and that was a station called Radio Clube de Cabo Verde, Radio Praia, and Praia is the biggest city, the capital city, Cabo Verde. So, yes, this man... made many, many records, 22 albums in total, the 60s and 70s. He's worldwide known. And, yeah, it's kind of a blues style of Morna music here. So, starting off with some oldies, we're going to move on forward. And, lots of pleasant surprises on this Cabo Verdean soundscape. Enjoy the trip, my friends. This is Fernando Quejas.
embarcava, esmo do fora, caminho de mar, que até longe. É um desafio, uma aventura, se o destino Cabo Verde é de embarcar a esmo do fora, caminho de mar, que até longe. É um desafio, uma aventura, estrela polar, mantendo o cor, lume ao caminho para o céu, ele encontrar que estrela polar, mantemo o fogo, lume ao caminho para o céu, ele encontra aquele paraíso merecedor. Se o destino é correr mundo, o imigrante é corredor. Se o destino é correr mundo, o imigrante é corredor de fundo, na vista mais comprido do oceano. Coração cabo ardenta, aguenta devagarinho, que para o poder toda sabura que o mundo. Aguenta devagarinho, que para poder gozar a sabura que o mundo tem.
protocolo e que tinta nunca pintou. Senhor São Vicente nunca se aventurou. Foi brisa fresca e na prima do violão de Bahia Saragaça, morada Salamansa, Boêmia Crecê. E homem de crioulo boê, minha carnaval, minha São Silvestre e de Santa Cruz, da Gola, da Cruz. Senhor São Vicente, bote um pilão pra cutimir.
Bote um carapa na hora, bote um portão na maravilha.
Senhor São Vicente, bote um pilão pra cutimir.
Bote um carapa na hora, bote um portão na maravilha.
Senhor São Vicente, bote um pilão pra cutimir.
Começa, sabe, na travessa.
was Bulimundo with the track Jam Branco Ja, and that's a style of music called Funana, which originally had accordion as the main instrument, but by the 80s, when that track was made, seems like the accordions had disappeared. So yeah, the 80s happened everywhere, and electronics took over acoustic instruments, but luckily a lot of them have come back into fashion. Yeah, Bulimundo. And before that, we heard the great, late Cesaria Evora, a track called Monte Cara from a record from 2003 called Voz d'Amor. And yeah, she is an absolute legend in international circles. And yeah, she was born in 1941, but only really discovered in the 80s after she started singing in Portugal and was discovered by some record executives. And she kind of started her career singing on Portuguese cruise ships in the 60s and honed her craft for many years. She's got a nice silky voice, a little bit weathered by kind of weathered and to a nice sheen by many years of smoking. Apparently till the very day she died, she was just smoking and doctors told her not to, but she she died at a fairly early age, at age 70, which was unfortunate because she was still making some very, very nice music to the very end. But yeah, kind of a late bloomer on the scene and legendary voice, Cesaria Evora. And started off this set of Cabo Verdean music with Fernando Quejas, another Morna singer and also guitar player. And the track was Corredor de Fundo. Not sure about the year, I'm guessing sometime in the 60s. But yeah, that's the most famous genre of music internationally. It's called Morna, and I'm gonna play some similar stuff. I don't know, the way genres are kind of identified later on, it seems, is to me, there's a lot of crossover between styles, and in this Cabo Verdean music, I personally hear a lot of European and African mixing going on. And part of the ethnic diversity of the place, but also the geographical location between Africa and the Caribbean and North America. So yeah, a lot of beautiful cross-cultural music. And next I'm going to play a fellow who was the leader of Cesaria Evora's band from 95 to 98. His name is Rufino Almeida, but generally known as Bao, which just means box, so let's call him Box. Hey, Boxy, get over here. All right, so yeah, Bao, B-A-U. He was raised by a professional luthier, taught him to build the guitar and also play the violin and the cavaquinho. So he's a master instrument builder and player, very young in his life, and very well known on the scene there. The cavaquinho, by the way, is a four-stringed little miniature guitar that's from Portugal, very popular in Brazil, and since the 30s or so, it's been popular as well in Cabo Verde, and very similar instrument to the Brazilian version, so kind of like a little ukulele, but with slightly different tunings and such. So yeah, that's generally used as rhythmic instrument. You'll hear that in this track. This is a track called Raquel from a record called Cap Verdean Melancholy. So here is Bao on Wandering Rhythms. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, some classic Funana music. And that was one that actually features the accordion, so the original style. Yeah, pretty upbeat stuff there. Zeca Na Rinalda is the artist. The track Mujer Di Njo. Bam, there you go. I'm trying to speak Cabo Verdean Creole. No,